Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for listening in to today's podcast. Today I'm going to talk about social media links on the speaker's webpage and where they should be placed. Recently I had visited a speaker's website, and I couldn't find the social media links anywhere, or so it seems after several minutes of searching. I'd actually searched in the navigation bar, the contact page, nothing. Come to find out, her social media links were on the far, far bottom. You know, down where you have the company name, address, phone. You know, way if you scroll down to the bottom, that tiny little print. That is where those icons sat. And I couldn't believe that's where they were, but that is where they were. It is imperative for speakers to have their social media links prominently placed on their website. Okay, I'm going to say that again. It is imperative for speakers to have their social media links prominently placed on their website, on every page. And I have talked to several, and I know that many have that fear of, you know, if they put them on the top or they put them in the sidebar, it distracts the viewer and takes them off their site, and then they don't come back. Okay, this is not true. Your goal is to direct them to your social media sites so they will, one, see how you interact with your audience. And as a speaker, this is very important. They want to see how you're interacting with your audience, how they are reacting to you. Two, you want them to see the content that you post. All right, this is like sharing your articles and, you know, your knowledge right there on your social media sites. And when they read that, you know, without a doubt, they're going to see that you are the expert that they seek. Okay, immediately in their minds, they're like, hey, they really know their stuff. You know, let me contact them. Third, you want to connect. All right, you want them to connect with you so you can continue to stay in touch with them. Very important. You want them to connect with you so you can continue to stay in touch with them. All right, so don't hide your social media links. You know, I want you to highlight them and make them easy to find. If planners have to struggle to find them, I'm going to tell you that they're going to go to another site. You know, and if you maybe use that golden triangle kind of to lay out your site, this is based on research which tracks where readers and viewers' eye movement shows they are looking when viewing a new page. So top left, then top right, and then bottom middle. So top left would be like maybe a name tagline. Top right could be social media freebie for your list building, contact info. Bottom middle is testimonials and topics, all peppered in with interesting graphics and engaging content. Okay, one additional tip: when you add your social media icons, be sure to have them open in a new page. All right, although you want them to visit and connect with you on your social media sites, you also want to make sure your website is still open in the background, you know, just in case they want to revisit after viewing you on social media. So just set it up as a, set the link up to open in a new window, okay? And it's really easy for you to do yourself, or you can have your webmaster person change that for you as well. One last thing, you know, we do live, as everybody knows, in a busy, busy world with many distractions, and you have about 3 seconds to make a connection with that busy planner. So make things as easy as possible for the hiring party to be that for you. Your hiring party, okay? And then you're going to see your bookings really soar. All right? And that's about it for this podcast. I do thank you for listening in. Take care.